Thanksgiving Day, November the 23rd, was a day of sheer contentment, satisfying to remember, soft as velvet or cream. The weather was bright blue and gold. I had coffee in bed and did a couple of hours' work, knowing that Lyndon was content, with little Patrick Lynn on the bed beside him, his feet straight up in the air, batting the newspaper, and Helen handy to take him if he squealed. Close to noon, I gathered together some paintings from the office in the storage room and rode up to the Martin. James and I went through the house, trying them here and there, while Paul and Ken followed and said they liked this one here and another one there. The house was absolutely gleaming. They'd spent 3 hours cleaning it up, they told me, and they were going to have 75 guests for lunch. They were spreading tables out in the front yard, and a great big army truck drove up with turkeys and an assortment of pies. It looked like all day singing and dinner on the grounds back at Karnak. Lyndon drove up with the top down, and he and I and Marie drove around the Martin and the dance and the Reagan. The last color of fall is almost gone. Here and there a shumac or a red oak, with the last leaves coppery red, and the frost has got even the cowpen daisies. About 1:30 we met the Crims at the hangar and went in for a light lunch, anticipating the big Thanksgiving dinner this evening. Delicious homemade soup, luscious bits of meat, and Mary's cornbread that is a cross between spoon bread and cornbread, and buttermilk and fruit salad. It was a very small group for the LBJ Ranch, only six of us, Lyndon and I and the Crims, and Jim and Marie. Lucy and Pat and Lyndon and Chuck had flown down to the big game at College Station. After lunch, we all took a nap, and then about 4:30, Jesse Kellum came, and we helicoptered over to the Morrison Ranch and drove around with A.W. and Mary Allen to inspect his new airport. He's bought a small beach barren, which he says he will use in his cattle business. The auction barn is underway. It will be completed in March. We drove aimlessly happy, looking but not very hard for red oaks or shumac. Every now and then, when we saw a glint of red, Mary Allen and I got out of the car and walked over to inspect it. We found nothing perfect except views, the most glorious views. One of them on top of a mesa, so flat it looked like it had been chopped off by some giant knife, was a perfect 360-degree view. There was a long, dead campfire with some smooth rocks close by that someone had evidently dragged up as seats. Mary Allen said, well, it had a weenie roast here. It's a delightful country to raise children in. That is, if they love the outdoors and roam it and learn about it. Dark comes early now, no more the lengthy twilights of summer. At 6 in the dark, we flew back to the LBJ Ranch. Company was already there. I'd invited the Nugents, who are visiting Lucy in mass. The Jerry Nugent Sr., her father and mother-in-law, and her aunt, Mrs. Landers, and the Jerry Nugent Jr., for dinner, and I'd invited four of the lonesome ones, Jesse Kellum and Jesse Hunter, Cousin Leela and Cousin Oreo. They were all sitting in the living room getting acquainted. Pat and Lucy and Lyndon and Chuck had just come in. We all had a drink. I asked one of the stewards to bring in the great big turkey, fat and golden, about 25 pounds, on the biggest platter in the house. He circled the living room with it, and our anticipation rose. About 7 we went in, 19 of us. I at the little table with Mr. Nugent on my right, and Chuck and Linda on my left, and Jesse as my co-host, and Lucy Baines as Lyndon's hostess at the big table. Lucy gave us a long and eloquent blessing, full of her pleasure in life and family, and then we all set to on the turkey, both domestic and wild, dressing in cranberry sauce and hot rolls, luscious sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top, and green beans almondine, and cranberry salad, crunchy with nuts and celery, and finally, mince pie and coffee. There are occasions when it is pleasant to stuff, and Thanksgiving the best of these. When dinner was over, I went to the bridge table with unseemly haste, taking the first three who volunteered to play, Mr. and Mrs. Nugent and Leela, but I was glad that Linda and Chuck got up a game in the next room, Jerry Jr. and Jesse Hunter. They played at least a couple of hours, and the Nugents are wonderful players. Leela acts as though she never counted a hand or heard of a rule, and yet she always managed to end up winning and I losing, and soon we were all laughing hilariously. She has great humor with a touch of ribaldry in it. She'd say something outrageous and then cackle with laughter, and we all had a good time. Finally, Someone rose to go, and presently we'd said goodbye to everyone. Only Lucy and Pat and Lyndon and Chuck remained, and we paused for a last word, and then settled into our chairs as one after another thought of a story they wanted to tell. I had a Dubonnet nightcap and sat quietly, mostly, savoring their talk, Linda's bright and sometimes brittle vignettes on the people and events of her life, and Lucy's bubbling flow that is sometimes interspersed with insight and philosophy sage beyond her years. And I realized this is really Thanksgiving, and this is what I have to be thankful for. I am reasonably satisfied with the way both of these children have turned out, and I truly like their two young men, and today has been perfect and full. I shall remember that evening. I hope they will. There was more to it than many that are crowded with excitement and big names and important events.